Good morning. It's Friday, June 24th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny and hot, with a high near 101 and wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight will be clear, with a low around 65 with winds. In local news, Sacramento area drugstores and healthcare providers are beginning to offer the COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 5 and under this week, and families began arriving Thursday morning at Kaiser Permanente's vaccination clinic in South Sacramento. Infectious disease experts and pediatricians are urging parents to begin immunizing their kindergartners, preschoolers and infants over 6 months of age against COVID-19. Dr. Nicole Makram, a Kaiser pediatrician, said that she's relieved to finally be able to refer her young patients for COVID-19 vaccinations. Children are more likely than adults to initially show no symptoms or very mild symptoms from COVID-19, she said, but that doesn't mean they are in the clear. In addition to fatigue, those afflicted with it also may report additional symptoms such as fever, a lingering cough, chest pains, heart palpitations, headache, depression, sleep problems, diarrhea and muscle or joint aches. More in local news. The federal government has sued Sacramento City Councilman Sean Lurie, alleging he threatened to deport employees who cooperated with a federal investigation into his grocery stores. The lawsuit, filed April 1 in federal court in Sacramento by the U.S. Department of Labor, also claims Lurie underpaid employees, employed minors in hazardous occupations, and interfered with multiple federal investigations spanning over a decade. Federal investigators in 2009 determined that Lurie and his companies violated federal laws regarding minimum wage, overtime compensation, record-keeping and child labor, according to the lawsuit. In 2020, a follow-up federal investigation found Lurie again violated overtime and record-keeping requirements, ordering him to pay $35,423 in back wages, which he did, the complaint says. The lawsuit alleges, however, Lurie later coerced employees to return the back wages, prompting a third investigation. The new federal lawsuit seeks a court order to prohibit Lurie from continuing to violate federal labor laws, and to require him to send the federal officials a list of employees he coerced to return the back pay. In California news, a group of federal student loan borrowers agreed on Wednesday night to settle a class action lawsuit they filed against the United States Education Department. If approved, the settlement will cancel $6 billion in federal loans for roughly 200,000 people who attended schools that were deemed to have defrauded students or otherwise flouted certain state laws. An additional approximately 64,000 borrowers who did not attend one of the 153 named schools will get a timely review of their situations to see whether they can have their loans wiped too. Students who can show their schools misled them or otherwise engaged in misconduct or violated certain state laws may be eligible for what is called a borrower defense loan repayment. About 200,000 people who attended one of the listed schools are receiving automatic relief, a full erasure of their loans, refund of what they paid and credit repair. In Sacramento Kings news, an evening of intrigue and suspense started when the Orlando Magic selected Duke power forward Paolo Banchero with the number one pick in Thursday's NBA draft. Orlando's decision came as a bit of a surprise after weeks of speculation that Auburn power forward Jabari Smith Jr. would be the first player off the board. The Oklahoma City Thunder took Gonzaga center Chet Holmgren at number 2. The Houston Rockets then took Smith at number 3. That set the stage for Sacramento, putting the Kings on the clock at number 4 to choose between Purdue guard Jaden Ivey and Iowa forward Keegan Murray. Most mock drafts predicted the Kings would choose Ivey, but Murray ended up being Sacramento's man. Murray, 21, is a 6'8", 225-pound forward who averaged 23.5 points, 8.7 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 1.9 blocks and 1.3 steals as a sophomore at Iowa last season. He shot 55.4% from the field, 38.8% from three-point range and 74.7% at the free throw line. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.